Toxic algae blooms in Florida's waterways have upset environmentalists for quite some time. They're dangerous to humans, livestock, and wildlife. But how many people, how much livestock and wildlife the toxic algae affects is unknown. The amendment stricken Tuesday would have answered that question, says Earth Justice attorney David Guest.
The question is, what are the actual numbers? And the answer is, well, that's why we need tracking. We don't have them.
The amendment was attached to a bill seeking to return control of water quality solely back to Florida's Department of Environmental Protection instead of the current joint system with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Environmental groups are weary of the bill. Representative Michelle Weywinkle-Vasalinda of Tallahassee says her amendment requiring the state to track the number of related deaths and illnesses would have ensured the state is doing a proper job to keep the waterways clean.
This amendment only is for accountability. We need the accountability to know whether we have these kinds of incidents that have actually brought numeric nutrient criteria to our attention.
Numeric nutrients like the chemicals phosphorus and nitrogen overloading Florida's rivers, lakes, streams, and canals. Representative Matt Gates of Shamalar wanted to know if these incidents of illness and death really do happen and how often.
Can you provide us some specific examples of where and when a dog has died within 3 hours of exposure?
Representative Weywinkle-Vasalinda did not have an answer.
Well, if the underlying premise of the amendment is that these events are occurring, but we can't identify a single event where they have occurred, does that perhaps limit the need for the amendment?
Valerico Representative Jake Rayburn and sponsor of the bill agreed, adding, the amendment does nothing to provide more information to help solve the water pollution problem. When it was first filed, there was an extra part to the amendment saying after 100 documented cases of death or illness, the state would have to adopt federal water quality standards. That was removed to make the amendment more likely to pass. And though the final vote was split.
Thank you. All those in favor of the adoption of the amendment say yay.
Yay!
All those opposed say no.
No!
The amendment will not advance with the bill to the final vote before hitting Governor Rick Scott's desk. Earth Justice attorney David Guest says they'll return to the courts if it becomes law. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.